When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KFNZ-FM and AM HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, an Odyssey Sports Station.
A team that had a franchise worst 106 losses a year ago. But yet, we are optimistic about this club.
This is a huge day in Kansas City.
Bobby Witt Jr. signing the biggest contract in Kansas City Royals franchise history.
The move they made this past offseason just shows you that the time to win now.
Bottom line, Bobby Witt Jr.
Gone! A two-home run day for Bobby. A first-time All-Star this season, a superstar this season.
Somehow, Bobby Witt Jr. gets an out on that play.
Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a go-ahead grand slam. It is a summer surge of legendary proportions. The Royals continue to be relentless. They win an eighth consecutive game.
Highest average with runners in scoring position. It's all the Royals.
Vinny Pasquantino drives and runs. Consecutive game. Unbelievable!
Royals come back from an 8-0 deficit.
We're going to keep it rolling and do something special this year.
You also need those starters to go out and handle business.
Paul Reagans, cold-blooded.
Now this guy's a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah, he's got Cy Young stuff.
They have a solid 1-4 mix.
You go, we go, Lugo! A season of incredible achievements for Seth Lugo.
This Royals rotation has been so good.
Good for the Royals. Look what they're doing. They got Lucas there, say.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lights out Lucas. Delivers again.
Paul DeJong is going to the Kansas City Royals.
Paul DeJong delivers again.
The division is still in play.
The Royals have won three straight over the Guardians and move into a first place tie in the American League Central.
Some bad news for Kansas City is Vinny Pasquantino will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken right thumb.
This guy was like the glue in the middle of the lineup.
The Royals have yet to win a game since Pasquantino's injury.
Coupling offense that is now scored 9 runs in the last 5 games.
And the Royals have now lost 7 consecutive games.
And the Royals front office went to work. Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman, Yuli Gurriel.
Bam goes bam. What a win for this Royals.
Royals offense.
This is the Royals offense that we've seen all season long, and it's good to see him again.
Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the first shortstop in Major League history to have two 30-30 seasons.
And we can officially say it, first postseason appearance since 2015. That is great.
Go Royals!
We're here now, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep grinding, and we're going to enjoy this ride.
And we've made it to playoff baseball here on 96.5 The Fan. If we can correct the mix minus, Drew, I'm hearing myself in my ear, but we're fired up. We're going to work through it here. We're live out at Jefferson's in Lenexa. Going to be out here the next couple days throughout this postseason ride for the Royals, broadcasting till 2 o'clock. Of course, we'll hand things off to Vern for his on-deck show, and then Royals baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan for a first pitch at 3:08. But let's go, man. How can you not be ready to go? It's been 9 years, Cody. 9 years since we had playoff baseball.
Dude, I'm psyched. I mean, you're right. It has been way too long. But, yeah, I woke up this morning. I knew that the Royals had baseball. That matters. And then in addition to that, Gold, like, I find out Vinny Pasquantino's back on the roster. Like, you, how are you going to tell me I'm not going to be excited? They sent out, like, a fully produced, edited Sasquatch holding a bat photo to let me know that Vinny was going to be back with this team, too. Because when you go back and listen to that audio, right before Vinny got hurt, they were in a tie for first place with the Guardians. They were doing things. The team was riding an all-time high. And like a lot of teams before the playoffs, or a lot of teams before they go through important things, they had to go through that challenge of, what are we now without one of our best players? And at that time, they had to think they had no chance of getting Vinny back at this stage, and yet here we are. Reagans versus Burns, right, for a playoff match, all three games on the road. So this game feels do or die, even though I know that they'd have another crack tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. Actual playoff baseball again.
Love it. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be an awesome couple days and hopefully weeks ahead for Royals baseball in Kansas City. And it's all right here on 96.5 The Fan. Here's what we got laid out for you today. As I mentioned, we're at Jefferson's in Lenexa, broadcasting till 2, but who knows how long we're going to be here. Hopefully we're having a celebration later on tonight, taking game number 1. If you want to come on out here, they open the doors at 11 o'clock. You can start to maybe get a spot, get that prime spot for the TVs and everything like that. They've got dollar rally shots. They got $3 Royal Blue refreshers, $12 Miller and Coors buckets. It is going to be a great day here. We'll have everybody from the station stopping by. Also, I think I got a text. You got a text as well from our friend Sean Barber. He's expected to stop by as well. He said, if you tell people I'm coming, he thinks more people are showing up. Okay. All right. Whatever it takes, Sean Barber, everybody's in a good mood today. We hope to see you guys out here for some Royals baseball. But you said it with the Vinny news. I mean, talk about a boost, not just for fans. We're all extra excited because of it. But the team, that clubhouse, there's the real benefit, which is having Vinny Pasquantino in your lineup, what that does for Bobby Witt Jr., what that does for Salvador Perez, and how Corbin Burns can navigate this lineup. It gets that much more challenging with Vinny's bat. Even if you want to tell me his timing is way off, I hope it's not, but let's say it is. It is still a weapon now to have back in the lineup. We're going to talk to J.J. Piccolo here in about 30 minutes, the general manager of the Royals. Basically, like, how the hell did he pull this off?
He injects Sasquatch blood into his stream or something? Like, can you explain to me?
It's amazing, man.
It's less than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 6 to 8. He is a full 2 weeks ahead of the early estimate, Gold. The early estimate of his injury. Like, I just want you to, like, I mean, maybe this is because I've been covering the Chiefs for years. Nobody ever comes back early, late, all the time, constantly, pretty much perennially, right? Someone comes back late from an injury. No one's ass gets back before the timeline they actually give. It's always the earliest timeline at best or later. And somehow he's going to hit third for this team today against, I'll be honest, a righty-heavy pitching staff for the Baltimore Orioles, a matchup thing that I think has been underplayed in this series is every single starter the Orioles are going to play are right-handers. The best bullpen arms they have are right-handers. They are a right-handed heavy ballpark. Part of that is because left field is a joke. Well, look, Baltimore plays like as a medium ballpark. It doesn't play as good as Kauffman from a pitcher perspective, but it doesn't play like Houston either. I shouldn't outplay it that way. But in the left field end, that's where sometimes you can take advantage of it. So, I mean, with a righty-heavy pitching staff, and you get Vinny back in the middle of the order? I mean, that times out almost perfect for a team that did not play good in September, but now is getting their boys back together, you know?
It's, I mean, it of course could not have happened at a better time, and I'm sure they're hyped up about it. We'll talk to JJ, as I said, coming up in about 25 minutes or so about that very thing. And then, you know, the rest of the playoff roster, I don't think any other surprises. You know, if you were to guess how it would play out for the wild card round, once you knew Vinny was back in the fold, who would be left out? And we know Alec Marsh, Carlos Hernandez, Robbie Grossman are the three players that are not part of the wild card roster for this round. And, of course, divisional round, things can change and how you lay it out for a five-game series versus a three and eventually a seven-game series versus a five-game series. But that's the playoff roster. Other than that, there's no surprise or anything like that. And, you know, I was keeping an eye on the odds for the game, too, Cody, for today. And you and I were talking off-air before. I mean, to see the Royals, understandably, underdogs, but plus 128, they still don't have any pitching or batter props, I should say, for Vinny. Once the lineup officially comes out, maybe they will. I'll be curious to see what that number is for him to hit a home run or to have a hit or multiple hits or
whatever
RBI.
It is, I'm betting it. I don't really care.
I'm just letting you know, I'm betting it, no matter what it is. Don't you kind of have to? And we see these things happen in baseball all the time, man. The storylines, you know, where all of a sudden a guy is out for a month, he comes back early, and he's the guy that comes up with a huge hit. It just feels right for him to come up with a big hit. I get why the Royals are underdogs in the series. It makes sense. They're the road team. Their offense hasn't been great. They're now getting Vinny back, but there's still a question there. I get that for today. Overall, though, should it be a little bit tighter? I heard Bob talking this morning when I was driving in. I agree that it should be tighter, but I totally get why the Orioles are the favorites in the series. There is a pretty big advantage to being a home team when it's a best of three series. You know, I mean, when you are the Orioles who are going to throw out Corbin Burnes today, if you get game one, then for obvious reasons, the fact that you're in your home ballpark is huge. On the flip side, though, man, if it's something special happens today and Cole Reagans deals the way he has majority of this season and your offense doesn't need five runs but only needs to scratch across two, which is something this offense, even at struggles, yeah, is capable of doing, then all of a sudden you've got the advantage, not just because of a win, but you like your chances with Seth Lugo. You like your chances if it had to get to a game three with Waka. The Royals have the overall starting pitching advantage. The Royals bullpen, Orioles bullpen, it is not a clear advantage to Baltimore. The advantage they have is their lineup, clearly.
Yes. But I don't think that that is a bigger advantage than what the Royals possess in the starting rotation. Like, the single biggest advantage is the rotation differences between these two teams, not the differences between the two offenses. And you got to look these things a little bit different anyway, because now Vinny's back. What would that advantage been between the two offenses for 140 games this year, Gold? The difference between the third best offense and the 14th best offense, not the difference between what it was in September, which is the first best offense and dead last. And so that version of it changes it at least a little bit. And so when you look at it that perspective, well, it doesn't seem like as big of a difference or as big of a swing or as, you know, as big of an advantage for them. Look, it's easy, and I understand this, because in Baltimore they're saying the same thing. Like, look at the lowly Royals. Oh, no. We're shaking.
They're saying, hey, they've been the worst offense for the last month.
Sure.
And that's what's so exciting about Vinny coming back, is because I think here in Kansas City we're saying, all right, well, that was the lineup without Vinny. Even if he himself doesn't come up with hits today, it still changes the rest of the lineup for Kansas City, where we expect Vinny to bat third, Tommy Pham to lead off, mm-hmm, Bobby to bat second, Vinny third, Salvi fourth. I mean, that's how we expect this to lay out. That was the lineup, and that was the offense, other than Pham wasn't leading off at that time prior to the injury, but like, that was the offense that allowed them to be successful, to not have the runners in scoring position droughts that we've seen at times. And I still believe, man, I know they lost on Friday and Saturday to the Braves, but they win on Sunday. I still think they actually have momentum heading into this series. Yet they came off a seven-game losing streak, but then they found a way to sweep the Nats. Add in now the juice you just get naturally from having Vinny back in from a morale standpoint and leadership.
They have
momentum heading in. I don't know how you can tell me they don't, you know?
I guess it's still like, and this is what it feels like, the Royals still feel like they're playing with house money. They just got Vinny back and they're like, screw it, let's just throw caution to the wind. The two players I would say it's most important for is what? Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, because we talked about the Mike Trout in, Shohei Ohtani in, whatever the things are that come with a Gold, where you can't be a player of that caliber and not show up big in the postseason and people continue to talk about it. You know, like Mookie Betts has those moments. Show, you know, like you got to have moments if you are that great of a player, which is what we're expecting out of Bobby Witt Jr. today. But I also think it's really big for the pitching staff because Cole Reagans was an unknown a year and a half ago. He was a guy who was taken 30th overall in the MLB draft, who had a pair of Tommy John surgeries, who had not made it really to the big leagues. He gets traded to the Royals, and you're like, oh, last year, like, oh, this guy's pretty good. He goes through a whole year as a number one starter for a playoff team. Okay, maybe this guy's really good. Well, he can take his game to a whole different level. He goes out there and out-duels Corbin Burnes, who has largely been considered one of the five best starters in baseball over the last 3 years. You go beat that guy on the mound, you can make a complete name for yourself. And I don't know, he's still a couple years before Cole maybe gets the big money, but, you know, I mean, he can make a big difference. Well,
playoffs are legacy makers and builders, however you want to describe it. And that makes me think about Salvador Perez, though, too. I know you're talking about some of the younger guys that, hey, they haven't had this experience. We know Salvi was a World Series MVP. We know all about that. But for a guy that is clearly chasing an opportunity to be in Cooperstown one day.
Yeah.
Salvador Perez having another chance here in the postseason is awesome, right? It's great to see because he stuck with this franchise. We know there were all the stories in the last 12 months or so about they were seriously considering trading him. JJ Piccolo, had conversations with him. They had like a real honest conversation about where the organization.
I think they were seriously considering trading him.
Where the organization was headed. And, you know, was this going to be another 3 years of rebuilding? Or did they think they could bounce back? Now, I think even they would admit that this team has exceeded their expectations in terms of do they think they're going to go from 56 to being in a wild card round just like that? I don't know. But they went out and made moves, of course, to put them in position to do that. And they got Bobby to buy in with the contract. They got Salvi, of course, to buy in by sticking around. And it all paid off for everybody. You asked JJ when he joined us, I don't know, 2 months ago maybe, you know, about that conversation. And you know, sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't make, right? And that is panned out. And so for Salvi, I'm happy he's here in the postseason because
and with the Royals, his Hall,
and with the Royals,
you know,
well, for your Hall of Fame
to do it there
for a Hall of Fame case, Cody, right? I mean, I think at the end of your career, if you can say you spent your whole career with one team, that's rare in baseball now more than ever. That should help your case. If you now have another, hopefully it's a deep playoff run again, and it's not just a quick 2-game series or 3-game series. If he comes up with big moments, a game-winning RBI, like all these things add to his legacy for Cooperstown too. This is the stage that he kept playing in Kansas City for. Like, you know, he didn't have to go somewhere else to get into this moment. He was able to stay in Kansas City, and I think that's a huge benefit to him in his Hall of Fame case.
Royals have only been in the postseason 3 times in the last 25 years. Salvador Perez has been the starting catcher for all 3 of those games, and so yeah, it stands out. What he's been able to do. I hope for his sake he gets a couple of moments, right? A couple more big moments, because just being back in the postseason seems cool, and you would think just based on generally where this team is, they'll have another crack at getting to the postseason this year, but it's going to be hard to recreate the starting pitching staff from this season, which means they're either going to have to develop more guys, Gold, or they're going to have to find a way to keep those things back up. And so there's going to be an extra challenge that maybe we haven't seen before. There's going to be an additional challenge that we haven't seen before. But I think Salvador Perez, it's just he's the player I'm probably between him and Vinny now, because Vinny just wasn't supposed to play in the series. Mm-hmm. He's obviously the player I'm the most happy for. Sure, I'm happy for Bobby because he signed here. He took some trust in the organization, and now he's here. Yeah, absolutely. Or the guys who just signed with the Royals and hoping like Lugo and Waka, or somehow I guess Will Smith's got a chance to win
how
his
about
fourth
that? How about that?
World
I mean, that is incredible.
Like, I know he's not on the on the current playoff roster. I don't care, dude. The Royals go all the way through and win the World Series. Will Smith was on his fourth straight team to win it. But like, the guy I'm happiest for the most is Salvi. It would have been easy. And he had finally given the permission, like, fine, if you gotta trade me, trade me. And the Royals didn't do it. They held on, he held on, and everybody stuck through this damn thing.
And he puts together one of his best seasons in his MLB career at the age that he's at. I mean, it's sensational, and it definitely adds to his legacy. The other thing I think for fans, I'm curious for you guys as well, 913-586-7965, is what does this do for your view on ownership, depending on what this postseason run looks like? We all know As soon as this season is over, and I know people have enjoyed it not being discussed here, but as soon as the season is over, the stadium stuff is getting
right
hit back up, right?
Are you kidding?
Like, and so what can a playoff run do for how Kansas City views John Sherman, the possibility of a downtown ballpark, the public money that we all know will be necessary, it's just the reality of the situation, to get said ballpark? I think that'll be something that can change. Now, that would require a deep playoff run.
Yes.
And based on recent reports from the mayor's office and some of the other local media outlets, they may not need, quote-unquote, the same fan support that they needed before, as in it may not need a ballot. It may not have to go there. It might be something that the city just handles on their own, and then there's this, you know, tax district, if you will, that ends up supporting it through public money that way. But I do think he has a chance, much like David Glass's image changed forever. Obviously, I know he has since passed, but David Glass's image has changed because of what they did in 14 and 15. Because we all know what everybody was saying about him before the World Series run and the wild card game in 2010 and 2012. David Glass, you know, he's cheap. He doesn't do anything. All these things.
And people were starting that up with Sherman a little bit because of the stadium stuff. Like, he wants our money.
So I think, much like how everybody's long-term view ended up being his legacy for David Glass changed forever because of 14-15, John Sherman and how people view him, he went out and spent money on Lugo and Waka and paid Bobby Witt Jr. an extension. All that stuff happened, and now they're in the playoffs. If they go on a run, I think it changes the way people view John Sherman forever, too.
And then when they were desperate, like when they were like legitimately desperate after Vinny got hurt, did he stop writing checks? Even though they were at their theoretical limit, Gold, did he stop paying for guys like Tommy Pham or Paul DeJong? I'm not saying those are expensive players, but there's plenty of ownership groups to be like, I'm not going to sink more into this. Win with the players you have or get out. Like, there's not – this is about you. And I know we're going to talk to JJ here in a few minutes. But, yeah, I think that with Sherman, I never understood it anyway. Like, with Glass, there was some evidence that he had almost pretty much openly said, right, that I'll start spending money when this team, should have money spent on it, was essentially the David Glass motto in the early stages of his owning the Kansas City Royals. John Sherman came here. He took over in a pandemic. They had a medium-sized payroll even then. In the middle of the pandemic, then 2 years after, they were not good, straight up not good. They set, like you said, a franchise record for how much they paid Bobby Witt Jr. They spent all that money on the pitchers. Like, I don't know how you could go into this year and think it. The stadium thing, in a weird way, feels separate to me because that's not what you're spending on the team. You're asking the city to pay for this building, and you're saying, hey, that will turn into more spending for the team. But it's not like he hasn't spent. It's not like they put no money.
But, you know, I mean, there was so many. We don't have to rehash it, but there were so many reasons why in April it didn't, you know, it didn't pass. A ton of reasons. One of the smaller reasons that was always mentioned was like, well, this team doesn't win anyway. Why should I support you? Kind of thing. So I think if that's a small fraction of why people didn't vote for it. There's the money. There's the planning. There's the design. There's the location. There's so many things that went into it. Plus, it was coupled with the Chiefs plan. But I think there was at least a small fraction of people that were like, I'm not going to vote for something for a team that just won 56 games.
Sure.
I guess at that point in time, the season was, 56. Yeah. And the Royals had gone off to a good start this year, but we didn't know what it was going to bring. Nobody really necessarily thought it was going to bring a postseason appearance. So I think for some people, it's significant. There's still a lot of overarching issues, but I will be curious to see if how people talk about ownership changes if this team wins this series against Baltimore, if this team goes on a run and things like that. Like, I see some of you on the text line. Some of you said, hey, it doesn't really matter. I already view ownership favorably. Some other people said, this is something that can cement his legacy going forward and things like that. So I think that's all in the cards. And then, heck, our guest here in about 8 minutes, I mean, JJ Piccolo, I think he's already won fans over based off of how this season went, no matter what they do in the postseason, based off of pushing the right buttons. Hey, here's money you can spend. Go out and make smart decisions. And just about, I would say 90% of them have hit. Doesn't mean they haven't missed on a player. I still think Hunter Harvey, the jury is still out. We'll see what he is next year.
And they couldn't have known he'd been a healthy player his entire career. They traded for a healthy player.
But Urseg has been, my goodness. I mean, we all know what Urseg has meant, and obviously the
aforementioned Reagan and Lugo. Yeah, I mean, and every single trade they've seemingly
made. Renfro even at times was very important to this team and still is. I mean, Renfro might be a guy that has to be the playoff hero too.
Weirdly enough, sometimes the things that get lost in being a general manager is the players you stick with. like the not trading Brady Singer a year early, going back to Daniel Lynch, telling yourself that the middle of the order can be Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. Sure, Bobby's an obvious answer. Vinny was coming off the injury, maybe he didn't have a choice, but then Salvi, you know, like the players you stick with sometimes also matters because you have other choices, right? You can go down and dig for Drew Waters if you want instead of Kyle Isbell, or dig for some other outfielder instead, right? You could take chances with your minor leaguers, try to guess who you think is ready, who you think is not ready, and they didn't do that. I mean, I can't believe, like, I mean, honest to God, there's been like two major storylines I think we've undersold. One is Bobby Wood Jr., which we can get to a little bit later in the show, just like the season he had individually. And it gets lost a little bit in the major league lore because Aaron Judge also had an incredible season and Shohei Ohtani had 50-50. But the other one is easily that they are only the second team in Major League Baseball history
right,
to lose 100 games last year and then go to the postseason. They were a joke. And the difference between – and they took it like they were a joke. They only had seven, eight players who were on the starting 26-man roster from the year before, on the starting 26-man roster this year. They looked at their roster last year and they said, we stink, and we don't want to stink anymore. And if we're going to fix these things, we better start making some tangible
changes.
Has to
happen, yeah.
And so, like, that should 100 losses? Gold, they won 56 games last year, and today on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Royals, you get to listen to playoff baseball. 56? That's the difference. Every once in a while in the NFL you see it. But this would be like the year Andy Reid took over, and you should view it as much, where they were the number one overall pick taking Eric Fisher, and all of a sudden they were finding themselves in the playoffs again. You're like, ooh, well, that was a change, wasn't it? You guys, weren't you the worst team in the league last year? Wasn't everything going horribly wrong? Not anymore, man. Royals are a playoff team again. I so desperately want them to get this first game so that we can at least – take a little heat off of tomorrow. Just put the whole bullseye on.
I know we have a small sample of the new playoff format in baseball, but like any series, whether I don't care, we're talking NBA, we're talking Major League Baseball, we're talking Stanley Cup playoffs. You take game one of a series, of course, everything.
Especially a three-game series.
Especially a three. Of course, the numbers are in your favor, and even more so if you take it because of the pitching staff that you have behind this. Like after Corbin Burns, the Orioles rotation does not scare me. If you're the Orioles, after Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo should still scare you. Michael Wacha should still scare you. That's the luxury the Royals do have heading into this series. Up next, as we continue broadcasting live from Jefferson's in Lenexa, that's the site of the watch party today. Our entire staff's going to be out here throughout the day. And, of course, Royals baseball first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan at 3:08. But they've got dollar rally shots when they open up at 11 o'clock. $3 Royal Blue refreshers, $12 Miller and Coors buckets throughout the day today and tomorrow, and if necessary, Thursday. If we need a game three to get this
thing
done,
after Wednesday,
that would be fine with me. That would be fine, but we are going to be here at Jefferson's. Up next, we're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, and we're going to ask him right away, how on earth did Vinny Pasquantino get ready, and how on earth is he actually in the lineup today?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's next? Back here on Cody and Gold, we are live out at Jefferson's in Lenexa, again set for some playoff baseball today once again for the Kansas City Royals. And we will be out at Jefferson's today, tomorrow, and as I said, if necessary, on Thursday. Hopefully we don't even need Thursday, but this will be the spot for our watch parties throughout the day. Everybody from the station is going to be out here. We'll be hanging out, doing our show till 2, handing things off to Vern for his on-deck show at 2 o'clock, and then first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals, Orioles, 308, Reagans, Burns. Game one of the wild card series. And let's go out to the phone and welcome in the general manager of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo. We told him last week, we said, hey, if you guys get in and you just keep on winning every week, we're going to see if you can just come on every single week. And J.J., we will gladly have you on as long as this ride continues. Welcome to the show again. Good to have you on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm glad we're talking again this week.
Definitely. Well, I just want to start right away. Someone explain to me, maybe you can't, how on earth is Vinny Pasquantino back with this team already and on a playoff roster? This is unbelievable.
No, it really is amazing. You know, Vinny did an incredible job. He had his mindset that he was going to play in the playoffs. He did everything he possibly could to put him in this position. Our medical staff deserves a lot of credit as well, and it's happening. You know, he looked really good in a live BP on Saturday. Unfortunately, yesterday there was rain. We weren't able to get on the field to have him swing one more time against some pitchers, but it is what it is. He's focused. He's very intent on playing, and he's done a wonderful job to take care of himself and get back in the lineup.
When did you guys start to know that this timeline was realistic, JJ? Because at some point, right, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I've covered sports a long time. You've been in sports a long time. I don't feel like anyone ever beats the estimate, right? So at what point did you guys realize that it was possible Vinny was even going to be available to you?
Well, it was about 10 days ago when he started to swing, and he went from hitting basically like softy balls to baseballs, and just watching him swing, and a lot of eyes were on him, you know, more intent on looking at his face to see if he's just trying to play through something. And then when he, you know, was facing some machines, you know, with velocity and breaking balls, you know, it became really apparent that his hand's not really bugging him. I'm not saying he's 100%, but he is well enough to be able to get in there and hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Matter of fact, in the live BP, he hit a fastball that was above 95 miles an hour into the upper deck at the Braves Stadium. So that was pretty apparent to us that he was fine. And even more importantly, he got one off the end of the bat. You know, and that's the one that he probably would have felt it more when he doesn't hit a ball clean. And there was no grimace. There was no anything. You know, he just stepped out and got into his next at bat.
From a morale standpoint, we talk about this all the time, leaders and all those things. I had to imagine when everyone realizes Vinny's going to be back, that'd be a big boost inside that clubhouse.
Excuse me. It is. There's no doubt. you know, there were, I said, a lot of eyes on him. A lot of his teammates are watching, and they know how much he means to this team, and they're excited for him. They saw how intent he was in working to get back, and he's a big part of our offense. You know, there's no hiding that we didn't swing the bats as well when Vinny wasn't in the lineup, and now he's back in the lineup, and it's going to give us a boost. And if he wasn't healthy enough to do it, we wouldn't put him in that position. So there should be a little bit of an emotional boost today once we get going.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. I know, obviously, now the playoffs are about to get underway, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the clincher on Friday. So just for this organization, 56 wins a year ago, to now be in position to play a playoff game this afternoon. I know you guys, of course, go out and make multiple moves in the offseason, and I'm sure had a vision. But to get to this point this quickly, I mean, what does that say about what you guys were able to do?
Well, one, I'm really extremely proud of all the work that everybody's done from top to bottom. You know, I know it's a one-year turnaround, but there are a lot of people that put a lot of years in to make this happen. Ultimately, the players go out and play. The coaches did a great job. You know, would we have predicted a 30-game turnaround and being in the playoffs? You know, I wish I could tell you that I knew that was going to happen. But once we got to the, you know, say, you know, July 1, it's like, you know what? We are a good team. Like, why can't we keep doing this? And then you start to realize, what do we need through the trade deadline, et cetera. But, you know, it's a tremendous thing, and a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. You know, I'm really happy for ownership group, in particular John Sherman, for everything he's done to allow us to get to this point. Now we just got to go out and we're a playoff team. Let's go out and play playoff baseball. That's what it is. They don't want to hear any more about the 30-game turnaround. They believed in themselves from day one, and they went out and did it, and now we're just going to go out and play Baltimore today.
I know you're thrilled for everybody that's part of this, everybody on the roster, but we were just talking about Salvador Perez. We've spoken to you a few times about the decisions that could have been made maybe over the last calendar year. Now to see him in a Royals uniform still in the postseason later on today, the impact that can have on his legacy.
Without question. He is the Kansas City Royals. So, I mean, his number is going to be retired. There's going to be a statue of him. We think he's a national Hall of Famer. When we had that meeting last year, that's all he wanted was another chance to get to the postseason. And I'm just glad that he's in a Royals uniform doing it and not another uniform. So he was the first person I found the other night after we watched the Twins lose, and you know, just told him how much I love him. I'm glad he's here, and let's go do this thing. And it's pretty special for him, and it does add to his legacy.
How much do you let loose, by the way, in those celebration situations? We saw a couple of videos, JJ. Some guys were having some fun, maybe having a lot of fun. You don't see you very much in that situation. How much do you let loose in that moment?
No, I you know what? That's their moment. You know, I stood in the back and watched them, and you can just see the smiles on their faces, how happy they are for each other. It was unusual because we had to wait an hour and a half after our game. There was actually family members that were able, not necessarily in the initial celebration, but soon afterwards we're able to get in the clubhouse and enjoy it as well. It's something I won't forget, and really just tried to take it all in and watch them celebrate.
Can you walk me back, JJ, to the beginning part of the offseason when you guys are working on your pitching staff? Because I think that that's maybe the single biggest reason why you guys ended up as a playoff team is just how good the rotation has been. When you go back through and you're having those off-season conversations, how hard was it to decide on these guys to build versus budget versus all these other things when you start attracting Lugo and Waka and adding on those additional years where they had the option to come or go in order to secure those guys? What were those conversations early when you helped build this rotation?
Well, it really started last June when John Sherman and I sat down and started talking about it. He was curious about my thoughts on the team and what we would need to do in the offseason to improve in 24, and it was clearly starting pitching. We needed to address that somehow, some way, and there's essentially, in our minds, three brackets of free agents. There's the top tier, there's that middle tier that's very good, and then there's the tier that you're signing guys to a one-year deal. And we really felt like we needed to sort of play in that middle tier sandbox, if you will. And that was the group where Lugo and Waka resided, along with a lot of other guys. But we were really, I guess, intent on making sure that we brought the right, not only the most talented guy and the right talent, but the right people in our clubhouse that could help lead us and change a culture. And they were the guys that we went after. And we went after them early. We were fortunate to get them signed, and really happy that we have both of them right now. They really had a great impact on Brady and on Cole, and now it's a complete rotation. It's very good.
To expand on that, I mean, I think a lot of people, whether it's today or even weeks ago when they're looking at potential playoffs in a three-game series, because of the rotation you guys assembled, I mean, for a three-game series, I don't want to jinx anything, but you got to love how your starting rotation is lined up here in this series.
Well, that's why it was so big for us to try to wrap that thing up before Seth took the mound on Saturday, so we could have a plan and know how many pitches we thought he needed to throw to be ready for Wednesday. We had determined that Cole was going to go game one. Somewhat anticipating Saturday might mean something, and Seth may have to make a full start. But to have three deep, I think that's going to be a great advantage for us if this thing goes three games. To have Michael Walker in game three, you move Brady Singer to the bullpen. He's done that before early in 22. He went to the bullpen, and he was outstanding down there. So our bullpen has gotten better. Michael Lorenzen's healthy right now. This series is going to come down to who pitches the best, who makes the most defensive plays, and keeps runs off the board, and then the timely hitting. That's ultimately what we believe is going to determine the series, and we think we line up very well when you look at it that way.
Obviously, Reagans and Burns is going to make a lot of headlines from a pitching matchup standpoint, but personally, JJ, I think this is the most confident at any point this year I have been in the bullpen. Do you guys feel that way internally between finding that in Daniel Lynch after he got called back up, what Urseg's been able to continue to do, Sam Long, et cetera?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, this run that they're on right now, it's the first time all year that Q has felt like, I can go to the bullpen because I have the right guy to match up in this situation rather than trying to stretch our starter another inning. And it really happened at a great time of year because it's harder to stretch starters late in the year than it is early. They've been tremendous. I mean, they set a Royals record for consecutive scoreless innings. I'm really proud when you look at Zerpo's option this year, Lynch was optioned this year, Carlos Hernandez was optioned, Sam Long didn't start the year on the team. They faced some adversity, and they went back to the minor leagues, and they fixed some things, and they came back, and they're pitching with great intent right now, that it's hard not to be confident in them. And then, of course, Urseg in the back end, he's been outstanding. So our bullpen is in great shape right now. Now we're going with an 11-man rotation. It's still eight relievers. We feel like in a short series, you don't have to go 12 or 13 pitchers. So we made that decision really about 10 days ago because the bullpen was thrown so well, and it was a tough decision to not have Carlos Hernandez on this roster for the playoffs, and Alec Marsh as well, but Alec had started Sunday and he wouldn't be available Friday anyway. So it's we're in a really good spot. We're healthy. They're confident, and that's what you need when you're headed into a series like this.
What do you do? I know you before a game, a couple hours before the game. Does it? You just stick with your normal routine? I mean, how do you? I'm sure there's just some more butterflies or at least excitement at the very least, even from your perspective going into this afternoon.
Yeah, you know what? We had a meeting yesterday with our staff and our front office, and the only thing I said to them is, hey, look, you've earned the right to be here. Enjoy it. Take it in. Be yourself. We're all going to be nervous. That's normal. But let's have fun with this thing and go as deep and as far as we can. And outside of some rain today and some anxiety about, what's the game time going to be, I'm going to stick to my normal plan.
At least you guys, at least you dodged enough weather over the weekend, JJ, that you guys didn't have to play a doubleheader on Monday,
I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable. I mean, when we were in Washington, we were dodging weather, and we knew what was going on in Atlanta to get all of our games without any disruption and really without any delays. It was remarkable. So it wasn't looking great on Wednesday when we were looking to go into Atlanta, but we got them all in.
Well, go take care of business in Baltimore, and we'll have you on the show next Tuesday. Appreciate it, JJ.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it yourselves.
Absolutely. That's JJ Piccolo, the general manager of the Royals. Playoff baseball back with the Royals, and you can hear the game, of course, later on this afternoon. 3:08 first pitch here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's On Deck show at 2 o'clock, and our conversations with J.J. Piccolo brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. At the beginning there with Vinny mentioning...
Not 100%, but can hit 100 miles per hour fastball.
Yeah,
okay, good enough for me.
Yeah. Good enough for them, good enough for everybody. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Put him back in the lineup. He's in there. He's going to be batting third, and I can't wait for that first at batting. Can you imagine what... You know, JJ even mentioned, like, of course everybody's being a little nervous and butterflies and all
sure.
that. But if you're Vinny, too, I mean, I can't imagine what that's like. One day we'll get a chance to talk to him about it after the season and stuff. But, like, deep down, I would love to know more and more, like, what the heck is going through his mind right now. Excitement, I'm sure, and all that. But also, like, man, you thought for a minute, I'm sure, that this moment was going to be taken from you because of a fluky injury. And then... You know, a little bit of luck, some hard work and rehab, all that, and here you are, and you still get to live out what is hopefully many playoff appearances, but this is your first playoff appearance, and that applies to a lot of guys, but him in particular, because of the injury, where it sure seemed like there was no chance this day was possible.
Well, and if you're the Royals, you do have to balance that when he's like, we're watching him to make sure that he's not just trying to, like, get through it and pretend like he's fine, right? Like, no, feels totally fine, because it is on the earlier end of the injury, and I imagine Vinny would do anything to be on the field, including... playing through a painful wrist injury, if that's what he needed to do. But it sounds like he doesn't have any discomfort. Like, right now, it's not bothering him to hit. It's not bothering him to get it off the end of the bat. Well, then, okay, screw it. Yes, let's get Vinny in the lineup. Can we play Pasquantino later? At, like, 1:30,
yes.
Can I get one Pasquantino in?
We can do that. Let's do
it. Okay. I don't care when in the show, but, like, maybe, like, 1:30, let's get a Pasquantino song in. You and I can put in our home run bets for Vinny to hit a bomb.
He's plus 520, man. Plus 520 to hit a home run.
I'm curious.
I wonder if that thing gets bet down just because of Kansas City a little bit. We could talk more of some other breakdown odds-wise for the game later. But, yeah, Vinny is now actually on the board. We were saying he's already down to 5-1. So,
what? It's already moving?
Yeah, so him and Anthony Santander are both 5-1 now at FanDuel to hit a home run. Salvi 7-1. Bobby's plus 680. So there's a lot of movement in that. But Vinny is the 3-spot officially as the designated hitter as the Royals open up the postseason against Corbin Burnes and the Orioles. Other than that, the lineup is what you've kind of expected. Basically, they're back, other than Tommy Pham being in it, essentially, like they're back to what it was, right? Pre-injury.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that was when this all – here's the – I mean, as I said, Michael Massey, I'm sorry, is leading off. So Michael Massey leading off, Bobby will bat second, Vinny DH batting third, then Salvi. Gurriel playing first, bat behind Salvi. Then Melendez playing left, Tommy Pham will play in right. Isbell, of course, in center. And then Michael's going to play third, who's batting ninth.
You know why they're doing this? Because everyone's going to be like, Massey hitting leadoff.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
I've already told you, and this is one of the underrated storylines of this. Both in the hitting and pitching department, the Orioles are incredibly right-handed. They are a right or left-handed. They are a left,
okay, yeah.
You know, like, and it's like the opposite, right? And so their pitching staff is all righties. Their best bullpen arms are righties. Their starting rotation is righties. Their lineup, however, is kind of left-handed dominant, which is kind of good for the Royals, again, because Daniel Lynch and Sam Long and some of their better relievers are left-handed pitchers. So, like, if you got a righty on the mound, the Royals have proven before, they'll go lefty, 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 lefty a million times over. That's why Melendez is hitting high in the order. That's why Massey's hitting leadoff. That's why Pasquantino's hitting third. That's why Isbell's in there. They're going to try to take advantage of Corbin Burnes from the right side and their better bullpen arms being on that side.
It is amazing, though. Just one change, and it's a big one. A guy that almost had 100 RBI this season. This one change, like, you, just the eye test. Like, just the eye test of looking at the lineup.
So
it just
better.
Looks way better.
Yeah,
I mean, it just does. Like, okay, all right, okay, Salvi. Like, you go, okay, I can talk myself into all this. All this works. Like, it's such a different vibe, and with Vinny in the order for this team when they get going. 3:08, first pitch from Baltimore. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will talk a little bit more about what has become a little bit more bizarre on the Rashee Rice injury front. Still not certainty that we thought we were going to get. Both from Andy yesterday, now some more national reporting. So we will squeeze in a little Chiefs discussion throughout the day today. But also at 11:10, Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. You hear him, of course, right here on 96.5 The Fan. He's in Baltimore. You're going to hear him join us. We'll get his perspective, set the scene a little bit in Baltimore. As JJ mentioned, there is some rain potentially and some weird weather. But I don't. As of now, it doesn't sound like anybody's too concerned of a first pitch start time. But it's kind of cloudy. Although you wanted it. You told me yesterday you wanted a little more chillier playoff weather.
I did.
I'll say outside in Kansas City while
feels
we have
good in KC
it's
today.
Sunny, but the high's only like 60 today.
I know. Tomorrow's like 90. Didn't feel like playoff weather. I was a little thrown off.
This morning, though, you know,
this morning was good.
Walked the dog outside. I was like, okay, this feels a little. Today's October. It felt like October out
Agreed.
There, you know?
Agreed. Yeah. I need weather to match the sport. You know, I want people out here at Jefferson's in Lenexa.
Yeah, they open in 10
with
minutes.
Us. They open in 10 minutes. Get your table in a few hours. Get yourself set for that 3:08 first pitch. I can't wait, man.
And I must say, if a few of you stop by, you know, a lot of you have been watching our video stream. Even though today, if you watch our video stream, it looks like Honey, I Shrunk Cody in Gold. We have our figurines just on the video. We're just miniature figurines. Check out the YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter. But some of you have said, hey, where did you get, you know, can I get one of these 96.5 The Fan shirts? I will say, we've got a select few. For those of you that come by the watch party, not you know, select few, first, I don't know, what, first eight people or so,
yeah,
roughly?
Yeah, maybe. Gold's going to give you a quiz to prove you're a real fan, you know? Prove you're a real 96.5 uh-huh. fan or Cody and Gold fan. But
That's
either
right.
way, we do have some shirts here.
Yeah, so stop on by Jefferson's, the Lenexa location. Real quick, I did want to talk about Kareem Hunt briefly. We didn't get to it yesterday, and we know Carson Steele's fumbles. This season, ultimately, why he got pulled from the game, and then Andy went with the hot hand, Kareem Hunt. And we thought he would go with the hot hand anyway. It's pretty clear, though, right? As long as Kareem Hunt is healthy, and until Pacheco is healthy, Kareem Hunt's the number one running back for this football team right now.
Correct.
I mean, it's not even close. I'm not saying Carson Steele
can't fumble and keep his job. Andy Reid's got a long history of that being the rule.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy, et cetera. I'm not saying he's never touching the football again, no. But you're an undrafted rookie that had a golden opportunity to prove yourself, and you had a nice debut, and then unfortunately in less than four full games because he fumbled in the first quarter, you had two fumbles. That's not acceptable. And just so happens that Kareem Hunt was available off the bench, if you will. So, yeah, Kareem Hunt's the number one running back for this team until Isaiah Pacheco's healthy, and I told you yesterday, I think that's why the Rashee Rice injury, it sucks. It's a problem. But seeing his emergence, Kareem Hunt's, and looking like a 23, 24-year-old instead of 28, 29 gave me a little bit more comfort.
I'll say that he had some juice, you know? He looked pretty good. He only had 400 yards last year, so to have, you know, almost 70, including some of the passing stuff, a little over 70 mm-hmm. in the game, honestly, I was decently impressed with a little bit of the life left in Kareem Hunt's legs. The best possible news is this, is if for some reason, because he's an aging player, at least at running back specifically, is if he's only got 6, 7, 8 weeks of looking like this, great. Well, that'll be right in time for Pacheco to come back, and then they can work off of each other. It stinks for Carson Steele, I'll say, because Carson Steele, he's out of the circle of trust, and he's not going to get a bunch of snaps unless something happens with Kareem Hunt, right? He, like, gets hurt, or you know, he starts fumbling the ball, in which he's never really had an issue with it. Carson Steele just, Andy's got a rule on that, man. If you can't hold on to the football, you can't be the starting running back for Andy Reid. I've told you this before, and people don't realize it. Damian Williams and LeSean McCoy had nearly identical regular season stats for the Chiefs the first time they won the Super Bowl under Patrick Mahomes. Nearly identical. One guy stopped getting the job immediately when he wouldn't stop carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. And the other guy maintained it. So it just looks a little bit different. But at least on this end, Gold, I feel completely different. I feel good about Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
They're going to have to rely on him. And I don't think Carson Steele's completely out of the mix. They're going to need a running game if they're going to have no Rashee Rice. And all of a sudden they're throwing it to Kelsey all the time.
He still sounded confident last night on here on 96.5 The Fan, the Chiefs Kingdom show. Mitch Holthus, of course, hosts that on Monday nights. And guess who? It was a pre-scheduled guest, for those who are wondering. Anyway, Carson Steele was already scheduled to be on the show that Monday a long time ago.
Yeah.
One, credit to him for obviously doing the show, but also he still sounded pretty confident. He didn't sound like somebody that was, like, defeated or anything like that based off of
because
when
he's holding on to the football, it's working.
Yeah. I think it's for him, he runs so hard and wants that last yard, and sometimes you got to just realize, you know what, you got to – hold on to that football more than worrying about that extra half yard.
Especially when you've already gotten the first down or the same things we talk about with other players, like when we see quarterbacks get hurt, like Tua. You don't have to, this is a regular season game in week 2. You don't have to
yes.
dive into a guy's chest. Look, it's the Super Bowl. Do what you got to do. But, like, if it's not that game, then, you know, be smart with your health.
Coming up next, we continue broadcasting live here at Jefferson's in Lenexa. Again, set for some Royals baseball. That's playoff baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan. We're broadcasting till 2. Then we hand things off to Vern. And here at Jefferson's, they have dollar rally shots, $3 Royal Blue refreshers, and $12 Miller and Coors buckets. And up next, we're going to be joined by Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. Plus, we'll get into what has now become a bizarre scenario with Rashee Rice's injury. That's next on Cody and Gold.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.